Hello, welcome to Ops Team episode 20. That's 5. I'm still doing that.
You've hit 20?
Well, now, yeah. We had 19 in the studio last week with David and I. It's 20 now, and we brought back a special guest who's not been on the show for a while since he got a real job. Tell us what you've been up to, man. What's been going on?
Oh, my goodness. The stories I could tell. I'm going to share some of the stories a little bit later on when we're talking about our section. But I've been all of a sudden turned into the go-to person for all things documentation. It doesn't matter if it's Windows or Linux, if it's virtual machines, compute, infrastructure, or any services that touch on any of those, everyone seems to kind of gravitate to me now.
Nice. So if I want to bash my Git, you're the man?
That's included as well as part of it. In case you don't know, the back end of how our documents are written are in markdown files. We use GitHub to be able to control the sources of those different and versions and changes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I had to do a crash course in how Git works.
Nice.
Which is funny. And keep things working. But we're continuing to evolve the table of contents to make it so it's more relevant on the Windows and on the Linux side. And we're continuing to make the articles more relevant as well.
So. That's tough with documentation, though, for cloud services, because stuff gets added so quickly, gets changed. I mean, the big portal shift is obviously a huge change.
Right.
But now, even within the new portal, stuff will still evolve as we go forward.
So it's definitely been fun. To say the least.
Nice. Well,
definitely been fun.
For those of you not familiar with the show, normally there's four technical evangelists. For the last couple of weeks, there hasn't been. We just grab whoever we can. Well, Simon, I don't know. David, I think, is out. And Oz, I think, is in London still or coming back in transition, something like that.
So, International travelers, I guess.
I know. I just get stuck in the office. Offices are just emptying around me.
That's because you're the on-premises guy.
That's it.
You're on-premises.
Yeah, I need more hybrid. That's what I need. More journeys away.
You're not working from home?
Well, occasionally.
You need to. There's your hybrid story right there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm always connected, always online for you. So four technical evangelists, typically, we go through our four key areas. So Azure, on-prem stuff, DevOps, and open source, and enterprise mobility. This week's episode, we're just going to be focusing in on Azure stuff, which I've been covering for the last couple of weeks.
Thanks for picking up the slack, man.
That's all right. I'll hand the reins back for this episode, and I'll cover on-prem stuff. And there's some big announcements, certainly on on-prem. So. We were going to flip a coin, but neither of us are. We don't have any cash.
Yeah, let's say
we
don't.
I don't even have any notes.
We have to just
flip a credit card. Signature or numbers. So I'll let you go first.
Thank you.
I've got 5 minutes on my timer. Anybody who saw last week's episode will know I struggled with dinner light, our timer, because I kept putting it in tablet mode and the icon would just disappear.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, we had air horns and cows and all sorts. Unstoppable at certain points. So it's well organized, the show,
nice.
As you know.
Oh, very well.
So I'm going to give
you. Production quality is very high.
Extremely high. Yep.
So you give me my 5 minutes?
Not yet. You'll hear the beep.
Okay.
Let me just turn my volume up so you can hear it. And we pick it up on the mic. You ready?
Sure.
5 minutes starting.
Ooh, I did hear
it. It's
that.
Quite loud, actually.
Very nice, very nice.
Speakers are good in this stuff.
The first thing I want to say is actually a quick little announcement we just made, and this has come up on the show in the past. It's this thing called Dev Test Labs.
Mm-hmm. Remember that? You talked about that in the past, yeah.
Yeah, so basically it's a service that allows you to, as a IT administrator that's inside your shop, go ahead and set up this environment where you're able to go off and give quotas and template machines and that kind of stuff that you'd expect. I mean, it's sort of like what you guys were doing with the Windows Azure Pack concept of doing, you know, subscribers and offers, that sort of stuff, back in the day. But this is actually using the Azure environment as the back end, where you can actually go through and define images, define who can use them, when they start, when they stop, and really take control of a lot of the dev environment inside of your Azure subscriptions with your devs, and give them full control of the things that they need to.
So you as an admin would control that?
You got it. Or the designated head dev guy could be able to go off and control that. Basically, it was only available in certain areas, and so now they have announced that they're available in 6 more areas for our international customers.
So geographies, specifically.
Geographies, basically, they're there. So data center regions, if you want to talk about regions.
Getting technical.
Getting technical. We've got Brazil South now available, Australia East, Australia Southeast, so basically the Australian subcontinent now has access to it. North Central US, Northern Europe, and Southeast Asia now have access to this as well.
Nice.
So in the past, you would have to have had resources and things inside those other areas. Now it's included here. You're good to go. Give it a shot. Give it a try. Take a look at the links to be able to go off and try it. And also go and check back at a previous show to see what it's about.
That means I'll have to dig through all the shows to figure out when we talked about Dev Test Labs.
That's your homework. You guys can figure out which show it is you're supposed to be talking about.
Yeah, we'll search Dev Test. We'll find it.
Now, my second item is around something that was announced back on the 26th of April. Which was regards to a Azure support upgrade for enterprises. So if you have an EA,
An enterprise agreement.
Enterprise agreement, using Microsoft speak here.
Yep.
If you have an EA with Microsoft, you have a certain level of support that's part of that EA, and you can choose to buy more support for faster access to support engineers, access to different levels, certain turnaround time guarantees and stuff like that. What we've done is we've decided to announce that from May 1st through until June 30th, 2017, eligible Microsoft Azure customers that are on an EA environment are eligible to basically automatically get bumped up. So basically, if you buy an EA, you automatically get Azure Standard support.
Nice.
If you already have Azure Standard support, you go up to the next level. I forget the Professional Direct is the term. If you have Professional Direct, you then go up to the next level up, which they simply say even more in the blog post. But they don't use the quotes. Quotes are mine.
Right.
That's there. So very cool stuff. And don't forget, EAs are not just for large customers. They can also be for small customers as well with our different levels of open license agreements, the sort of stuff that we happen to have.
So nice.
Something to think about in addition to the regular support channels that you happen to have and also all the community support that's out there too.
Yep.
An automatic upgrade is there in place. You don't have to do anything. There's an FAQ for what is involved. Mm-hmm. My last item is something that supposedly you guys kind of covered before.
Well, not kind of. Well, I covered it a little bit in
ACS,
a previous episode.
And that's Microsoft Speak for Azure Container Service. You guys mentioned this GA. I thought I would share a little bit about the backstory.
That's generally available.
Generally available. I thought I would share a little bit about the backstory of ACS because I actually work with Ross on my team. He's on my team.
We didn't actually mention Ross specifically.
Oh, okay.
Ross Gardler.
Ross Gardler is basically the PM that's in charge of the service and
program manager. Yeah,
program manager. Oh, this is good.
You are just this acronym, acronym machine.
This is the acronym. This is what happens when you go to engineering.
Yeah.
It's all acronyms now.
Stop with the TLA
and FLAs. The Azure Container Service is actually built on top of and leverages the Volume Scale Sets service, which actually was released 2 weeks earlier.
And I talked about that.
During build. And so there was the stage that have to happen. Think of it as the Azure Container Service as being available as a managed service where you don't have to worry about any of the underlying infrastructure. You simply start to use the containers, use the tools of your choice. You're basically using Mesosphere containers or Docker tooling to be able to go off and to manage and work with your containers.
100% open source.
Underneath, 100% open source and in partnership with Mesosphere and in partnership with Docker.
Yep.
Down below that stack, you don't care. We look after all that. That's the managed service nature of how this is. You have the ability to
go through.
I know, it's a busy day.
Professionalism.
we also have the ability to go off and run DCOS, which is the Mesosphere component of this, on your own infrastructure IaaS stack. And there's documentation specifically how to do
cool.
this.
Cool. So you can have a hybrid.
You have the choice if you want to go and do a bit more tinkering yourself with the IaaS version implementation of DCOS from the marketplace, or if you go ahead and you use the ACS, the Azure Container Service, to be able to go off and do it. Hmm. Either way, it's the goodness of container services, and it's something that you absolutely, as an ops person, want to understand how this works. Partner with a dev if you're not comfortable working with containers directly to understand how you can architect these kind of solutions and do some whiteboarding. Look at that. I actually finished on time.
There you go. I don't know why it does both. I have no idea, this timer.
But that was all I wanted to cover.
Nice.
Was basically introducing a bit about behind the covers and also the fact
behind
the covers of what's going on of container service.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, well, that's a good 5 minutes usage there. So we'll link to all the ACS stuff and all of the enterprise agreement and the other stuff that Rick talked about as well. So you'll have all of those.
I get to sit back.
Just answer your phone next time.
I'll mute my phone.
Thank you. That's very out of respect.
Very
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm going to have one sip of tea before we... Hot water, more like,
nice.
with the tea bags we have here at Microsoft campus. Yeah, if anyone works for a tea company, send some tea bags, please.
Matt McSpirit is looking for sponsorship.
any tea bags, I'll take it, that aren't the ones we have currently. Naming no names. Right, so let me start my 5 minutes. Got to keep it fair. Here we go. 5 minutes on-prem stuff starting. Now, there we go. So, the big news this week is the technical preview number 5. So, TP. Wow, I can add sound effects like gasps and applause. I might try that. Yeah. TP5 for Windows Server 2016 and System Center 2016. So to bring it up to speed, there's a ton of blog posts both by Microsoft and from MVPs and out there who are talking about all of this stuff. What are you laughing at now?
I just realized I was having a coffee yesterday with, I want to say, Wayne from Azure Stack.
Right. How much of my time here?
Sorry, I was just saying. We're just having coffee. And I was like, so what do you do, man? He's like, oh, I do Azure Stack. I'm like, really? Who you meet in the halls? I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
I was waiting for the punchline. Now you've thrown me off. So what's new? So I'm going to go through what's new in Technical Preview 5 very briefly, because there's new stuff in all of the key areas. But remember, we're up to TP5. There's TP4 prior. We're not introducing tons of massive changes and new features. Stuff is at the point where it's getting streamlined. There'll be incremental improvements. But let me just run you through some stuff. So for compute, new in Technical Preview 5, there's better time accuracy for Win32 time and Hyper-V time sync services. There's new stuff around containers. So we talked about containers, well, Rick talked about it before, but in previous episodes, we've talked about now PowerShell for Docker as a new way you'll manage containers within Windows Server, both Windows Server and Hyper-V containers. Cool stuff in NanoServer, new module for building NanoServer images. So everything you've done before, don't worry, it's not completely different, but there's going to be new ways to actually deploy the NanoServer images at creation time, so improved and streamlined there, and improvements to the recovery console. So more tweaking of the firewall rules is possible, and the ability to repair WinRM from the recovery console. So again, that local GUI, if you want to call it that, for NanoServer. When we think about AD, something that actually links, there's a whole host of stuff, but one thing that's important from a NanoServer perspective is you can now use not AD, management and automation I want to talk about. NanoServer, you can now run PowerShell locally. So PowerShell.exe locally on NanoServer, which is cool. So there is loads of stuff with AD for certificate services, domain services, federation services, web application proxy. I'm conscious of all my time that you've stolen with your non-joke. What else? Networking.
It was an anecdote.
Yes, thank you.
It wasn't a joke, anecdote.
Adds improve networking, TP5 improves in three key areas around deployment of virtual appliances, so routing traffic, mirroring traffic between virtual appliances. Good if you want to do things like service chaining, where you need traffic to go through certain appliances in a certain order. So maybe you want a mirror to analyze some traffic first before then it goes to a different appliance to do some other analysis. That is all now together with the distributed firewall and the security groups. You can now really start to segment and control those different elements of the network through similar to what we do in Azure. So lots of capability coming on-prem there. You can manage everything with System Center Virtual Machine Manager. We'll talk more about VMM shortly. And you can use Docker to manage Windows Server container networking, which is pretty cool stuff as well. So from a security standpoint, loads of improvements in shielded virtual machines. The key one, and we talked about shielded VMs ages ago on one of the previous episodes, but one of the key ones is this encryption-supported mode that offers more protection than a regular virtual machine, but slightly less than shielded mode. So it gives you things like the VTPM for encryption, live migration traffic encryption, but you can also enable the virtual machine console, which is good, because obviously if you enable a full-on shielded VM, you can't console to the VM. So you have to have enabled RDP or you kind of locked out. So certain things to think about there. But I'll link to all of the TechNet documentation of what's going on, improvements in storage as well and clustering, a whole host of stuff. But the key takeaway is it's available. Go and download it and start kicking the tires. Now, to coincide with Windows Server 2016 TP5, System Center 2016 TP5 is available. When we think about what's new there, the key buckets are management of the virtual infrastructure with VMM. So managing everything I talked about briefly with Windows Server, across compute, across networking. Networking is a particularly important one because VMM plays an integral role in deploying a number of those components like the network controller, the gateway, the software load balancer, using all of the policies and templates that are there. When we think about compute, managing the lifecycle of NanoServer, rolling upgrades of 2012 R2 clusters to 2016, all of that stuff is in there and support for all of the key new features of 2016. For storage, deploying and managing clusters of storage spaces direct from nothing, so in converged and hyper-converged configurations. Storage volume replication, integration with storage replica specifically, that's all in there as well, and CoWoS support as well. And shielded virtual machine support as part of VMM as well. Loads of cool stuff for Ops Manager. It's all about scale, monitoring of new workloads like NanoServer, scalability for monitoring units and Linux. And this could be on-prem or it could be in Azure. Improvements in management pack discoverability as well. So the ability for you to more streamline.
Excuse me, sir.
Whoa. Here. I'm running the show here. Yeah. I'm kind of claiming back the 1 minute of anecdotal information you gave us. So improvements in Ops Manager, particularly around scale, around management packs. And there's a great Microsoft Mechanics video on what's new in System Center. Don't shrug your shoulder and give me any of this grief. Protecting VMs with Data Protection Manager improved across 2016 workloads. Oi, and backup and recovering of shielded virtual machines as well. There's a whole host of stuff, more than I can cover in 5 minutes and do any one of those justice. And I'm sure over future episodes, we'll discover and talk more about some of those in a bit more depth individually. But right now, that is the news for on-prem is TP5 is available. So download it. I'll provide links to the download of the evals of both. Lots of stuff going on in both. So yeah, try them out.
I stopped listening when the cow went off.
He's hard work. This is why he only comes back for one episode every 10. Right. So we need to bring up the Twitters. Have you got them up?
I can pull them up here.
Yeah, if you could. What else?
How else can people get hold of us, man?
At Matt McSpirit.
At RicksterCDN.
At the Ops Team, if you want to get hold of us on Twitter, or the Ops Team at Microsoft.com, if you want to email us, old school.
Yeah,
we'll give you David's, O's, and Simon's Twitter handles as well, at Simonster, at DTZAR, or ZAR. And O's, we'll just put in the links because it's too hard
O-G-U-Z
to pronounce.
O G U Z P A S T I R M A C I.
Nice.
Nice.
The links will be there for you.
You got it.
Yep.
Looks like all the Twitter sphere conversation was just kind of around of DevOps and Docker and following up and good episodes with Bruised Banana.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Was a good
My
one.
Banana was the spinner.
And then for some reason, you guys are having like a boat picture of Azure and Docker, and it's like a boat.
Whoa.
You seen that one there?
Nice.
Lots of boat pictures.
I don't know
going
I don't know what's going on with that.
Someone's at the cottage at the lake or something.
Someone's, yeah, on
it's
the lake.
Empty, it's,
with
an
Wi-Fi.
Empty, it's an empty container vessel, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, the container is dropped into the ocean. Right.
Do you know what happens when a container drops in the ocean?
Is this a metaphor?
It's actually real.
A shipping container.
International shipping laws come into effect, and it's anyone that can actually pick it up and retrieve it, it's their container.
Nice.
Once it's off of the vessel, because of international waters.
I'm guessing they don't fall off that often.
I got a great picture I'll share with you, but one.
There you go. Right, so how many followers have we got now?
I think it was two. Oh, you want me to ask that part?
Yeah, that part of Twitter. Okay. I wasn't just talking generically about Twitter. You know what we do on the show?
Team, there we go. Oh, 281.
That's gone up by about 6 or 7, I think, since the last episode.
Awesome.
It's just on a hockey stick.
Mm, yeah. That works, man.
Nice. So, anything else from you? Anything else you want to talk about?
Honestly, man, no.
No?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
I've covered it all, my 3 points, within my time limit.
Just.
And I'm just looking forward to seeing what people have to say.
Yeah, cool. And for me, just download the technical preview 5 of those products that we talked about, WinServer and System Center. Mm-hmm. And we shall see you again, hopefully with more people again next time.
Got it.
From the studio, not in Building 43, cafe area like we are at the moment, or kitchen area. And yeah, we'll see you again on another episode of the Ops Team. Thanks for joining us.
See you around.
Bye. Thank you.